Hi there. It is week 37 of 52 weeks of inspiration. I'm going to share something with you that happened this morning. My husband came to me and told me that we had received an email because our neighbors complained about us yet again. The complaint is that the ranch smells like manure and that it even overpowers the dump smell, which is near us, which is laughable, but anyone who's ever stepped foot on our ranch knows that this isn't true, and that's a ridiculous statement. It is a ranch. There are horses here, but sitting outside today does not smell like manure. They also made a comment that we were putting manure into the creek or the river, which we would never do. Of course, that's also a ridiculous comment, but even though things aren't true, they can still bother you when someone says them. And it's because I find myself wondering, why? Why do they want to make life miserable for us? And making life miserable for us happened around the time that I stopped renting their home as my office house. And making life miserable for us happened around the time where I was really at maybe one of the lowest points in my life, with my health, with my business, with everything. And you go from being someone's friend and visiting and hanging out and getting along. And I mean, we've been here for over 15 years. And you got to think, why do they think that they have more of a right to this land than we do? Like, why do you think, I've been wondering this all day. Why are some people just so miserable? And here's the thing that I'm learning. Oftentimes, it's not about what they're complaining about. Doesn't usually have anything to do with you. It's usually because the discomfort that people feel when they see someone else living fully, loving deeply, or creating something so beautiful and magical that your very existence is the mirror that they don't want to look into, that they don't want to see. And I think that's the lesson, maybe, that's the lesson at least I'm trying to take from this, is that not every complaint deserves your energy, and not every voice deserves your belief. What matters is the truth that you know and that you stand on, and that you do your work and your life with integrity, and the love that you put into what's yours. So I guess I'm sharing this because maybe you have a neighbor in your life, or you have somebody at work who's criticizing you, or someone who's nitpicking on you, or someone who's trying to shrink your joy. Someone who just wants to get you back, make you pay. Remember, their noise doesn't define your worth. So stay rooted, stay steady, and just keep showing up and showing up and showing up, because Spirit didn't place you where you are for anybody's approval. Maybe they're super pissed off that the land across the road, 140 acres, was given to our ranch to be caretakers of for the next 5 years, which is a huge blessing. And maybe that little thing just pissed them off so much because it was a sign that we're not going anywhere. I don't know, but I'm going to stop wasting my time thinking about it. And if you've been giving someone too much of your time by thinking about the why they're doing things, or how come they can't let it go, or why they're hell-bent on hurting you, the truth is that you're already giving it too much time. Let it go and let them be them, and you just keep on being you. Have a great week, and I'll chat with you soon.